Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's just all stand and look away to the Lord at the outset of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we can bow in your presence this day. We thank you, dear Lord, that you've promised to be with us. You said where even two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. So, Lord, we know you are here with us. We know that we call upon you to lead us and guide our thoughts and help us to lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving to you today. Lord, we pray that all will be edified and lifted up this morning as we worship you. And whatever takes place, we pray it be in the center of your will. Praise your wonderful name. Let's turn in our books to page 167. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were first placed there, it must have been such a beautiful place. You know, even today we have flower gardens in our around our homes and our yards, flower gardens, and we see the beauty of the Lord. But I think we're going to greater beauty. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. I'm sure I have not seen or heard, neither entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. My wife and I enjoy the flowers so much. My wife seems to have an ability to bring in flowers and plant things that are beautiful. And I took a picture on my iPad last summer of my wife right in amongst all the lilies and things. So there was just a beautiful lily right in the midst of them all. Praise the Lord. So we have a lot to look forward to. The beauty of the Lord, I'm sure, is beyond our comprehension. But we're marching to that place. Praise his wonderful name. So we just want to rejoice today in his goodness to us. We want to be in a place where we can bless people, where we can be a comfort to people that need comfort. And there are those that need that today. Everywhere there are people that are in need of comfort in one way or another. And that's our what God wants us to be doing, is ministering to people. When Jesus was talked to the people, he was in the synagogue and he got up and he read from the book of Isaiah, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that he's anointed me to minister to people, to bring comfort and to bless them, to heal the sick and minister to the needs that are there. And so that's what God has called you and I to do as well. Praise the Lord. So I believe we're going to have some prayer requests just now. If Brother, you may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This first request is for Neil. This man is Stacy Shepherd's son's uncle. He's a diabetic who has a severe infection in his foot, which is affecting his pacemaker. They can't operate on the pacemaker until the infection clears up. Without surgery, he only has a few days. The family's been called in, and the prayer is that this man will give his heart to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Would you stand again with us as we bring these requests? Father, we pray for Neil. Dear Lord, we just thank you that there is a contact here that we have the opportunity to pray for him.
Yes.
Dear Lord, we stand together as one and ask that you will speak to his heart at this time, that he will give his heart to you, that you will give the words to the family or whoever is talking to him. Father, just lift him now into a new realm of joy and peace as he accepts you, dear Lord. We also pray for his physical condition, that you would improve it and begin a healing process, that the new life that he is receiving, that he will be able to live it, dear Father. These are our requests, dear Father, but we ask that your will be done, because we know your will is beyond and better than ours. Bless him and bless the family in Jesus' name. Amen.
This request is submitted by Brenda Russo from Calgary, and it's for Jan. Please pray for my good friend Jan. She is raising a 16-year-old daughter by herself as her husband left her, and her daughter's behavior is out of control due to mental illness and other factors. Life is very difficult for her. The reason that these prayer requests are brought forward is so that everybody can bear them before the throne of God. And we are one in Christ. Each one of us can bring these requests to the Lord even after we've left this service. Some of these requests will register with your heart in a particular way, and you can continue to pray for them, and God will hear and answer our prayers. Heavenly Father, we pray for Jan. We pray, Lord, that you would just help her through this very difficult situation. And particularly, we pray for her daughter. Lord, we pray that you would just loosen the bands, the bonds, and the chains that hold her daughter down, and cause her to, because of the illness that she has, being diagnosed with, that causes a lot of issues to be dealt with. And Jan has to deal with them as a single mother. The load that she is carrying is very, very heavy, Lord. And we reach out to her today, and we ask that your Holy Spirit would go to her and comfort her and help her and give her wisdom. And for this 16-year-old daughter, that you would just deliver her from these things that bind her. As your body, as your the members of your body, we bring this before you and ask that you would hear and answer our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This request is for Verena Gold. Please pray for Verena Gold, who has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer, a smooth muscle sarcoma. The cancer has spread to her skull and lungs, and Verena, her husband David, and the family are looking to God for healing. She needs a miracle. The future, there is little the doctors can do. It's submitted by Dan Levson from Calgary. Father, when we see a situation like this, we know that only you can make a difference. Father, we ask for your touch upon her body at this time. We pray for comfort for her family. We pray for faith for all of us, dear Lord, that we may have faith, believing that this healing can take place. And we ask your blessing and your healing power to be there today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This prayer request is submitted by Ken Paul, and for Betty Paul. She needs her faith in God restored. She asks for patience that in God's peace, she will make wise life decisions. She wants to have custody of her 7-month-old son, Lincoln. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's for Brittany Paul. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we pray for Brittany today. We reach our hands out to her because she's asked for prayer, and also because we want to help. We want to see the Holy Spirit touch her and help her to overcome the issues that have brought about this situation in her life and to restore her faith. Lord, you are the one that draws us unto the Father. And we ask, dear Jesus, that you would just draw him, her and her son, Lincoln. Even though he's only 7 months old, Lord, you can lay your hands upon him. We pray that Brittany will be reunited with her seven-month-old son so that she can raise her seven-month-old son, Lincoln, in the ways of the Lord. Lord Jesus, you have a heart of compassion, and you love the little children. And the family is the building blocks of the church, and the enemy wants to destroy the family. So, Lord, we just come to you, especially on behalf of Brittany and little Lincoln, that you would bring them back together, Lord, and just make the impossible possible through your workings, Lord. And we will give you all the honor and praise for answered prayer. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And this one is for Noelle Rousseau. Please continue to pray for Noelle. She is still feeling very sick. And this is from her parents. Father, we bring Noelle to you today, and we ask that your healing touch will be upon her, that whatever is making her feel very ill, that will be removed, dear Lord. Father, we just pray that your hand will be upon the whole camp at this time, that we may all be healthy and enjoy your presence here, and that no diseases will come upon us that will hold us back from your presence, dear Father. Bless Noelle now and all of us, that may your hand be upon us, that we all may be well. In Jesus' name, amen.
This request was submitted by Geraldine Gabrick. It's for my friend Chrissy's husband. Came home 2 months ago and told her he no longer loved her. They have two young boys and a baby on the way. She is heartbroken and low, willing to work on the marriage. He has filed for divorce. She is a Christian, but he does not know the Lord. Please pray for her and her family. I'm sure there's not a family here that hasn't been touched by divorce. And so you all can understand the pain that this young lady with a mother of two children and one on the way must be going through. Father, we're so thankful that you have a heart that understands. You have compassion for those that are hurting. And Lord, your Holy Spirit is able to help. Your Holy Spirit is able to draw a man, is well able to bring such conviction in this young man's heart that he will return to his wife and his family. So we ask, Jesus, that you would just bring great conviction into his heart, even from this moment forward. Just cause sleep to disappear from his life. Cause that every situation that he comes into would just cause his heart to be so convicted that he will feel, O Lord, that he needs to return to his wife and make things right. And Lord, you can bring about a situation that would cause the love of God to just spring up within their hearts for each other. Lord, we bring this before you, and we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would hear our prayers and hear the prayer of Chrissy on behalf of her husband. Lord, they have two beautiful children, and she's expecting another, and they need they need the father in the home, Lord. A father is so necessary. So, Lord Jesus, just hear our prayers on behalf of Chrissy. We bring them before you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brethren. I'd like if we could turn to page 155. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Page 155. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in Sarah's song, sweetest fame on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Your many sins are all forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Oh, to make in peace to them and wear a crown with Jesus. To be with Jesus, we'll sing around the throne of love, his name, the name of Jesus. Let us sing it. And when to that bright world above we rise to be with Jesus, we'll sing. Sing the next song, you may be seated, and you may turn in your books to The Family of God on page 148, and we're so thankful for our families. It's wonderful to see the new babies, the little children in our midst. We had the great pleasure of celebrating my wife's 90th birthday, and we had I think 12 great-grandchildren with us. Four of them were new babies, just born, you know, in the last 6 months or so, and they had older siblings, maybe a year and a half to 2 years old, and it was a tremendous time. And so we're so glad for the family of God. We're glad that we can enjoy one another as families. And you know, I think we all have to admit we're not perfect. We fail in various ways, but we still love one another. Praise God. We can still say, "Please forgive me for what I've done," or "I forgive you." That's a part of living. And it's sad when people can't forgive. And they, you know, pride is a problem with all of us. And the psalmist said, "Let not the foot of pride come against me." And may God remove that pride in us that wants us to be the top all the time. But we thank God for a humble Savior who is willing to humble himself. He received sinners. They accused him of eating with sinners. That's the way our Lord was. And we can love people no matter where they are at. They may be in the depths of sin and evil and things, but Jesus died for them all. Praise his wonderful name. And we rejoice in that. So I think we should sing, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." So if you'd like to rise again, and we'll sing this on page 148. You'll notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and the folks are so near. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory. Family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part Another song that chorus you'd like to sing is, "Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken." You know, we have sung that song for a while. And my wife and I happened to be at a funeral at the Catholic Church in Debden some time ago. And here we saw those people singing, "Bind us together." I thought that was so wonderful. And may God bind us together with his people everywhere. May we have a compassion for those that don't know him, and reach out and let them know of God's love. And we were so blessed at the funeral of Shay Amundson last week at Debden, and to see hundreds and hundreds of Catholic people and our local church people and people from many places that were gathered together in love and concern and in comfort for the family. Praise God. So let's sing that. Bind us together. And may that be the prayer of our hearts. And let's remember these requests too, that God will somehow bind these families together, and that those that are want to separate, that somehow God, the Spirit of God, will touch them, and they will realize they are sinners too, and they need to repent, and we need, our families need to really be knit together and walk together in love. Praise his name. Bind us together. Recently, we were having a service in the hospital at Shelbrook, and there's a Catholic lady who comes to be with her husband who has had mental problems, and she's a beautiful singer. Obviously, she loves the Lord, and in our little hymn book, it says, there's one piece that says, "I have decided to follow Jesus," and she asked me, "Can we sing that?" So, and we did. So it's good to see that God touches the hearts of people. We can point at other people and say, "Oh, I see all kinds of faults," but let's just point at ourselves and say, "Lord, help me to have your Spirit within me." And we pray for those people. We want to bless them. We want to help them. We don't want to put people down. We want to lift them up. Praise his name. So let's sing that. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back. Last week we had a very special event where we joined together with a family from Park Valley that had tragically lost a loved one. And the parents, that family is here today. It was a tremendous time where I think there was 1,100 people gathered together for that funeral. And there was just such a love and warmth that was manifest amongst the people. And that family is, the dad and mom and that family are here today. They would like to be prayed for. So Stan and Mel, if you would like to come to the front, and we'll ask the ministering brethren to come and pray with you as well. I'm sure it's not easy to break through, as it were, to gather with the saints, but we really appreciate you coming. Bring your family along. And if you would come up, you may come to the platform, and we'll ask the traveling brethren, would you like to come right up here? Maybe you'd be better seen on the steps here.
We'd like Irvin to come, and Brad and Carrie and family, and Daryl and Christina and family as well, please.
You know, the Lord is a God of all comfort. He is the one that can turn the night into the day. And, you know, something like this, it seems like the pain will never go away. But somehow God is greater than our pain. Somehow he can bring a consolation. He can bring a peace to your hearts, a peace that passeth understanding. And that's what we want for you, dear people, today. That somehow that his grace and his strength and his love will just be manifest to you in a wonderful way. Praise God. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, yes. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is hid from your eyes. You knew these things even before they happened, yes, Lord. And Lord, though we cannot understand it, we have that consolation knowing that Jesus was in Shay's heart. And we have that belief and understanding that she is with you in your presence. For Jesus, you said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God, we thank you. We thank you for that knowledge that she is with you in your wonderful presence. Oh, in the presence of Jesus the Son and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for that hope that we have in our hearts today for those of our loved ones that have left us, Father. And Lord, we thank you. We know we shall meet them again. Amen. In your presence, Father. Amen. Oh God, and what a day that will be. Amen. But in the meantime, we need your comfort. Yes. We need your help. Amen. Oh Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to just lift us and comfort us in the time of sorrow. Oh God, we thank you. You are touched by the feelings of our infirmities, Lord. You care for us. Lord, you told us in your word to weep with those that weep. And today we weep with this family, Father. Oh God, and we look to you that your precious Holy Spirit will so surround them and each and every one, Dad and Mom and the children, in a very special way. Oh God, somehow undo the hurt which your Spirit is able to do. And Lord, you can replace it with that peace and that joy and that knowledge of your love. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Said unto us that you leadeth your flock like a shepherd. Yes. You carry the lambs in your arms.
Yes.
And gently, yes, lead those that are with young. Yes. Father, we pray that you would come now as that great comforting shepherd. Take these lambs, Lord, into your arms and carry them, Lord, close unto your bosom, that they may be so close that they can feel your heart beating for them. Lord, in this hour, we pray that you would comfort them by your Holy Spirit,
yes,
in a, such a wonderful and complete way. Lord, give them that assurance that many, many of their fellow brothers and sisters continue to uphold them in prayer and love. Father, even now we pray that that wonderful, blessed comfort will rest upon them, all of the family, the neighbors, the community, O Lord. Let them know that there is hope beyond this day, O Lord. Comfort their hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the circumstances in which my people walk.
Yes.
And I carry the load that my people carry. And I am touched with the circumstances that they pass through, saith the Lord. For I walk before my people unto the place that I am leading, saith the Lord.
Yes.
None of these things shall come upon my people, except that I am with them, and except I walk with them.
Yes.
When thy strength is not sufficient, my strength doth carry thee, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When thy heart is troubled, my peace shall abide with you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
When thou art overwhelmed by the storm, I command the storm, saith the Lord, and it submits to my will.
Amen.
Therefore I say unto thee, let not thy heart faint, for I walk with thee from this day, saith the Lord, And thou shalt be under my covering and in my arms and surrounded by my peace, saith the Lord. Yes. For I will command peace to be in thy household and in thy heart, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That shall calm the storm and bring unto thee that comfort that only this my spirit can give unto thee, saith the Lord. For I am with thee and I stand beside thee. Even in this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. She was lent to you for a while that you might experience a special kind of joy by having her in your presence and with you. And not only you, but the whole family, the church, and all of the community. But the time has come when her mission among you had come to completion, and now she was called home, to her real home, that home in the realm of the Spirit that all of you have been touched by, and you too shall ascend there at the time appointed. Her impact upon your home and family will last for your whole life. Yes. But don't forget to remember her impact among her peers, her impact in the church, in the community. God Himself gave you a mighty blessing of great joy. Now that she has returned home to where she started from, you can continue to rejoice. For she has joined that great cloud of witnesses that are not far from us this morning. They are here, and they hover over us. And the comforting power of the Holy Ghost and the mantle of heaven falls upon you this morning as He wraps His loving arms around about you. Rejoice in the send-off she received. As they came in the hundreds, hallelujah, to bid her farewell as she made the journey beyond the river. My people, you also need to know that the rejoicing on the other side and the homecoming and the welcoming there was even greater. So I say to you, I will be with you always until you too have completed your journey and you will also cross the river to the other side. But this side and the other side, you see, heaven has kissed the earth. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My son and my daughter, the void that thou dost feel in thine heart this morning, I would have thee to know that I will fill it with my presence. Yea, there are many that stand around and about thee that will throw and have thrown their loving arms round you. Yea, and have provided great comfort for you. And yea, I will not leave thee comfortless, saith the Lord. But I will come to you, and I have come to you. Oh, my son and my daughter, while the loss is great and the loss is tremendous, I stand in the heavenly realms, and mine eye is fixed upon thee. Yea, and even there I make intercession for thee, saith the Lord. Oh, know thou this, that I shall be with thee in the days that lie ahead. Yea, I shall stand with thee. I shall comfort thee, saith the Lord, and I will guide thy footsteps. Yea, even when the way is difficult and the way is wearying, I will lift thee up, saith the Lord. I will touch thee by the power of mine anointing. And thine heart shall be overwhelmed, yea, even with the presence of the Lord. I shall be with thee. I shall go before thee. I am thy God, saith the Lord.
Right close beside us.
As we disperse, let's sing that song, Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love. So as you embrace one another and whatever, let's the congregation please rise and we'll all sing that peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Peace, peace, peace,
I'm
we're going to be favored by the Park Valley young people. If you would please come forward and sing. Congregation may be seated. Just come right along. We're so thankful for your... You know, they sang at the funeral. It was just so beautiful to see them up there and lifting their voices to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So would you like to tell the pianist what piece you're going to sing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God so much for these dear young people and the testimony they have. You know, the folks at Debden, the Park Valley young people went to school in Debden, and they appreciated so much the attitude that the children had. They were obedient. They were helpful. They left such a good testimony before the people. And we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Just go right ahead. Got you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, young people. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. It was just so beautiful to see the young people that were at that funeral, and these would have been among them, and lifting their voices to the Lord. It just so beautiful. You know, the Spirit of God has gone throughout the whole earth, and we're thankful for how God has moved in the Caribbean, and we're privileged to have one of the traveling deacons from the Caribbean, Brother Cephas Ford, with us this morning, with us through the camp, and Cephas is going to come and minister to us. We just praise God that he removes divisions between us. I remember Brother Whitter saying when he used to go and minister, "You can come, Brother Cephas, if you will." Oh, okay. I don't have eyes in the back of my head. Instead. I remember Brother Whitter saying when he was ministering in Africa and places where the people are colored, he says, "I felt like I was one of them. I felt that I was too." Praise the Lord. So it's wonderful how God knits us together by his Spirit. Praise his name. Brother Cephas.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for the moving of thy Holy Spirit among us through these meetings. We pray that you will continue to speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. What must I say? I'm from Sweet St. Vincent, and greetings from my wife, Merlin Ford, two sons, Asher and Asheroy Ford. Also from the local churches in St. Vincent, and Brother Lewis and Brother James send their love. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm from a fisherman background, and with the spelling and pronunciation, when it comes to R-E-T-R-A-T, B-E-T-B-A-T, C-E-T-C-A-T, very comfortable.
But stand close to the microphone.
Have one.
Oh, you got it on. Sorry.
Have one. Okay, you can put it. You can put it. Thank you very much, son. So I was saying that when it comes to R-E-T-B-A-T, B-E-T-B-A-T, and R-E-T-R-A-T, I have no problem because I come from a fisherman background. Now I'm in Canada. I had to learn to speak a bit slower. Try to pronounce my English like the Canadian. So when you come to Canada, you try to live like the Canadian. Amen? Speak like the Canadian. Walk like the Canadian. You just had to do it. Whether you like it or not, you had to do it. Because it will not be a wise thing to talk like a Vincentian and then nobody understand you. Amen? Amen? The only thing with the Canadian, you know, sometimes maybe my feet get a little lighter. But the Canadian feet are maybe a little heavier. If you may understand what I'm trying to say. I'm a bit on the emotional side many times. You lift your hand and you praise the Lord, you jump, you shout. As the layman, when he was being delivered, he was walking and leaping and praising God. Now this morning, I don't want to wear a long pants and a three-quarter pants, and you have short pants. So when I'm finished, you will know if I wore too long, too short, just there. Amen? So let us turn our Bibles to the book of St. Mark, chapter 2, reading from verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, a crippled, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof whereof he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the cripples were. We're going to stay there for a while. There are some few thoughts that come to my mind when I look into this scripture, and I hope I'll be able to share them with you and that you will understand. If you can't understand me, just raise your hand and I'll slow down. Amen. So we see one hand raised. Verse 1 tells us that Jesus was in the house. Yes. He was in the house. And because he was in the house, the anointing was in the house. So we turn to Isaiah chapter 61 and see what we get there. And because he was and still is the great I am, many flock the house. They come close. And the house was surrounded with many, because someone special was in the house. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Do we see who was in the house? "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." The master who is in the house knows about every season. And we are living in North America. I'm living here for a couple of days now. And we have different seasons. Isn't that so? We have winter, summer, autumn, and spring. Is that it? Well, I really am a citizen of Canada. And we all wear different garments for a different season. I'd be foolish to wear winter clothes when it's summertime. Isn't that so? The one who was in the house, Jesus, all the season that we will go through in life, he will give us the correct garment to wear. He said he will give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So sometimes we go through a very heavy season. We feel so heavy. We feel like we cannot go on. But the one who is in the house said, "I give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Sometimes we're going through our mourning experience. And the one who's in the house said, I have given you a garment of comfort. It is right in the house hanging up. It is right in the closed cupboard. You can receive it. Take it on and wear it. The garment of comfort. Time we go through loneliness, we are lonely. We feel that we are all forsaken. life is over. But the master is in the house, have every garment for every season. Isn't that wonderful? No wonder so many come to the house. Because the food that is in the house is special. The food that is in the house will make us stronger. Hallelujah. And the diets that are there, it changes every day according to my needs and your needs. So appoint unto them that mourn in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes. The change. Do we want the change? The oil of joy for what? Mourning. And to the family that are mourning at this time. Remember, Moses was a great leader. He said he died, the Lord buried him. Israel mourned for him for 1 month. They cried. So nothing wrong with crying. Nothing wrong with mourning. But later down the road, Jesus went up into a mountain with Peter, James, and John, if I'm correct. And somehow Peter was amazed. He said, Master, let us make 3 tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Elias, and one for you. Moses died years before Peter came on the scene. But Peter could have recognized him. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful presence that he was in. They were there together. Peter didn't want to come down. Lord, make us 3 tabernacles. I want to stay here. She's where she belongs. She's in the presence of the Lord. And it is glorious. If we're afraid to die, don't be afraid to die. We're just passing from one life onto another. So, the freedom giver was in the house. For whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. We are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but we are redeemed with his precious blood, the blood of the Lamb of God. He came to wash our sins away. He came to purify us. He came to make us clean because he is in the house. You know, sometimes you're in the house, let's say you go by the kitchen, and there are certain things in the kitchen that you need. There are dishes that need to be cleaned. There are some dishes, some things in the kitchen, you will use what they call a sponge. You have sponge in Canada. It's very soft, and you pour on the liquid, and you wash those. But there are certain things in the kitchen you cannot use that sponge. You had to go for a hard scrubber. Isn't that so? And sometimes that's how God deals with us. There are some things in my life and your life that need to go, but not with a sponge. He had to apply a hard scrubber. And we feel it. And sometimes we say, oh God, that's enough. But the filth that is there need to go. Amen? So we will have different experience in the house. But thank God, Jesus is in the house. And because he is in the house, life will be different. Isn't that so? Because he's in the house, he controls the kitchen. And we can partake of food that have energy, vitality, food that is powerful to cause me to go on. Hallelujah. He provides for me the Holy Spirit because he is in the house. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit, He protects. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He is in the house. He come to clean up the house. He come to give life for those who dwell in the house. You shall receive power to move on. He gave us of His Holy Spirit. He gave us gifts of the Spirit also. Isn't that so? You know, the other day I was wondering about Peter. He have his ups and he have his down. Jesus said to him, thou art Peter. Well, I ain't see no hands going up, so you mean I'm clear. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. And I used to wonder, Lord, what is this key? But then when I read the book of Acts, something hit me like a lightning. There was about 13 or so, 17 or 18 nation there on the day of Pentecost. Isn't that so? They, the disciples, they were endued with power from on high. Peter, who was a coward, stand up with the 11 and began to proclaim the word of the Lord. And the thought hit me. The Bible said there was about 3,000 souls were added. What do we use a key for? To open door. So the door was open. The ministry that God gave to Peter, that key he used it. And the door of salvation were open to actually about 17 nations. And about 3,000 souls came to the Lord. The key. The ministry that God has given to us shall be used under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the door of deliverance will be open to creation. Hallelujah. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. The blind is going to see. The lame is going to walk. The deaf is going to hear. Because Jesus is in the house. Because in the house, I'm protected. Because He's in the house, I'm covered. Hallelujah. Because in the house, I'm at rest. I'm at peace. He gave to me a peace that passeth all understanding. And He said, let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. You know, when I look at that, I try to look the very simple way at the natural house. There are many dwelling places. Amen? So in that house, there's that room you can sleep. Isn't that so? Brother Sambo, when you need a cup of coffee, you go in the kitchen. That's another room. Yeah. When you had to go in the washroom, that's another room. Isn't that so? That's how God supply in His house. Praise God. In His great house, every need that we have, if we need to be restful and we need rest, there's a room to rest. We can rest in Him. Amen. In another room, if there's a room for jubilation, you can jump and you can shout, you can rejoice in the Lord. And there are times in that room you go and you just relax and you drink of the fountain of the Lord without saying a word, but what's coming from your heart. What a God we serve. He is in the house. Amen. You know, one time I was listening to some tape, and I have a whole set of them. So I keep listening to them over and over, tape from scripture studies and so forth like that. One of the brethren was sharing, and he said, sometimes you can feel like a doormat that are in the house. Everybody just seemed to be wiping their feet on you. You ever feel like that? Everybody just seemed to be wiping their feet on you. Your eye black, they say it's white. Your nose straight, they say it's bent. You ever have those experiences? You talk, they criticize you. You walk too hard, they say you're walking too hard. You walk fast, they say you're walking too fast. Just using some example. Right? You talk loud, they say you're talking too loud. You talk soft, they say you're too soft. And you wonder how to please them. Isn't that true? But the point that struck me, he said, you are keeping your brother clean. When they wipe their foot on you, you are keeping them clean. That's the purpose for the doormat. That's the purpose for the doormat. So all you got to say, oh Lord, you clean me up that I can be back there again. And when they wipe their foot on me, they say all manner of evil against me, I'm keeping them clean. It just struck my heart like a lightning. So we all have a path. So Brother Smith, if you're in that house to keep your brother clean, just ask God for the grace to keep them clean. So the great one is in the house. You know, these simple things mean a lot to me. It made me understand the Word of God much better. Simplicity. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And if He is good, it means that we who dwell in the house, He is saying, you know, I am the head of this house. I rule this house. And all who dwell in this house must be clean, must be pure, must be purified. And He provides all our needs, hallelujah, so that we can be clean. Isn't that so? What type of soap powder we use naturally to keep us clean? He has the spiritual one to keep our spiritual life clean. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me whiter than snow. No other fountain, no. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So there is a fountain in the house. Hallelujah. To cleanse us and purify us. There's a fountain in the house that we can drink of and be refreshed. He is in the house. I need not to go out to look for anything because the Master is in the house and He is in control. Don't worry about the thunder. We are not going under. For the Master is in the house. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad He is in the house. That's the difference. And when He's in your house now, look at ourselves as a temple of prayer. He's there. When we come together, we bring life. Isn't that so? We bring strength. We bring power. Oh, hallelujah. So we will be a force to reckon with. We will be overcomers. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When he is in the house, all fear is going to be destroyed. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. What a day that will be. Hallelujah. We say, when Jesus we see, I want to see him now. Now. Hallelujah. Now. Now, now. Because when I see him, life will be different. I'm trying to pick on somebody. I can't really share without picking on somebody. So I pick on my dad there. Remember the first day you saw your wife? It was a glorious day? He don't want to answer, you see? He don't want you to know. But every day we see Jesus, he becomes sweeter and sweeter than the day before. You see, he didn't want to tell us that concerning his wife. Every day he see her, she's sweeter and sweeter.
Amen.
Well, see that, brother. You know, I admire what Brother Hannigan said today, where the rose and his wife stand right in the center. Yeah. And he's going on. He married for a long, long time now, maybe.
69.
And she's still the sweetheart. Amen? Still the sweetheart. We are on this journey, spiritually speaking, now. Some for 10 years, some maybe for 5, 15, 20. Jesus wants to remain our sweetheart. Amen? He goes sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Definitely true, Brother Miller. Antigua, you come from. He goes sweeter. Hallelujah. His presence becomes sweeter to us. We want to dwell there. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my present help in time of trouble. He is growing sweeter. Hallelujah. Oh, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. I belong to him. I belong to his house, that great house. I have settled all questions in my mind. I know where I belong. Some years ago, Brother Miller may remember this, maybe about 38 years ago, 39, somewhere to that effect. When the message of the kingdom came our way in St. Vincent, it was a time of great trials and pain, you know. People began to call and said, oh, you are the no-name church. Mm-hmm. You are the deeper truth people. Huh? And it was a rough time. I remember one meeting, Brother Miller was there, and I got home Sunday morning after meeting, and meeting to be Sunday night. I said, Lord, I'm at the crossroad. If this is of you, reveal it to me. If this is of you, when I go to the meeting tonight, make it possible for me to share. Because when strangers are there, they share. And I tell them, when I get in the meeting, everybody merely said, anybody have something here to share? Oh, hallelujah! That settled the question. That settled the question. I know where I belong. So the thunder come, the lightning flash, the criticism come, I was formed because I know who I hear from. When we hear from God, That's what makes the difference. If you have your house and there are disobedient children in the house, how will you feel? You're going to feel bad, isn't that so? Yeah. We are in the Lord's house. Your parents will feel bad. Think about how the Lord is going to feel. We are in His house. And if we walk in disobedience, it's going to grieve Him. Isn't that so? It's going to grieve Him. But thank God that His love is long-suffering. Hallelujah. And He's saying unto us, come. All ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. I'm going to give you peace. I'm watching the time. You know, the crip in that same story, we healed. It is said that the crowd was surrounded Jesus. He was in the house. But the lame, this crippled man couldn't help himself. They carry him on the bed. They open the roof and they laid him down. They laid him at Jesus' feet. Why? For him to be healed. Then the thought dawned on me. These four men were four men of faith. And somehow I named that bed the bed of faith. They have faith that Jesus will heal the crippled. They make sure they got the crippled man right at Jesus' feet. Then the thought come to me. How do I carry my brothers and my sisters when they offended me? Do I carry them on the bed of faith and love and lay them at the Master's feet? How do I carry them with malice and unforgiveness? You know we can carry one another with malice and unforgiveness. And maybe some of us have that bed, we're carrying it for years. The bed that I will call unforgiveness. And we're carrying it and we're carrying it. And we are missing out with that joy that God has to share with us. Give up that bed. Burn that bed. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. I will baptize you with power and with fire. Fire purifies. Amen? Fire cleanse. So that bed that call unforgiveness. And maybe it have a nice cover with a nice sheet. You know something, Brother Sambo? You ever lie down on a bed that cover real nice with a nice sheet? You don't have to answer, you know. Carry a mask sometime. We do. But God is saying to us, I gave you the Holy Spirit to burn that bed. You're carrying the wrong bed. We need to carry the bed of faith. We need to carry by faith our brothers and sisters and lay them at Jesus' feet. And He will do the work. He didn't tell me to do the work. I can't change Him. I can't even change myself. But He said, we must surrender into His hands. And He will do the change. Then another bed came to me. Because we have all kind of bed, right? He has spring bed. What kind of bed? Cyclopedia bed? Can you help me, brother? Oh, yeah, what bed? What bed do you know of? If you don't help me, you're going to stay here longer, you know? So it's all kind of bed. Who can help me with the name of a bed? Everybody's so quiet. Nobody have a bed in the house that they know the name of it? Huh? All right, very good. Thank you very much. At least I get some response. I see Sister Matthew do that. Sister Matthew, remember the name of a bed? Right, thank you very much. We all help each other. So another bed come to mind is a bed called bitterness. Does it sound like fairy tales? When others hurt us, despise us, say all manner of evil against us, we have a choice, whether to rejoice or be exceedingly glad, or to carry them on the bed called bitterness. God wants us to be better and not bitter. So those beds need to be born, man. We can't afford. To be sleeping on those beds. Can't afford that. That's not what we are called. If you have a stranger coming to your house, you're going to make up for them a nice bed. Isn't that so? A comfortable bed. But when we carry the bed of bitterness, we become uncomfortable. We can't expect God to add to his house. And then those that come in, all they're going to meet among us, bitterness, unforgiveness, and malice. No. He wants his house and the inhabitants of his house to be clean and pure. Hallelujah. That the bed of comfort can be there when others come. Isn't that so? That the bed called peace can be there. The bed that called love can be there. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. He came to his own and his own received him not, but as many as receive him, he gave them power. Power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Power to march forward. This journey is not easy, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So he's saying to us, the time has come, change the bed. He is saying, I want those kind of bed out of my house. Call the garbage truck for them, because that's where they belong. Isn't that so? Call the garbage truck for them. That's where they belong. Not in his house. And now they say, look, you have made my house a house of merchandise instead of a house of prayer. Get the garbage truck out. And what a glorious experience to live in a clean house. Where you can smell the cleanness. You see the cleanness. Praise God. The whole atmosphere inside is clean. Hallelujah. That's the work the Holy Spirit came to do. To make me clean and to make you clean. To make us a better person. That we will live an overcoming life. He called us to overcome. He didn't give us the Holy Spirit for no reason. No. He gave us the Holy Spirit to enable us to move on. In closing, let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Oh, praise God. I'm really thank God I was well able to make it to this camp. I've learned a lot. I've had a lot of fellowship. And fellowship with Jesus, because Christ dwells in you. Amen? And I have a lot of swallowship. You know what that is? Fellowship and swallowship. So I eat a lot. And it's all good. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I did give to them, even to the children of Israel. I'm going to go down to verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Isn't that wonderful to know that? That's the type of man who is in the house. That's what he's saying. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. I want you to be strong. I want you to partake of me. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I am the bread of life. When you eat of me and you partake of me, you shall live. No dead people are in the house. It's only people with life. Amen. And life everlasting. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Be strong. And of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. In the house of the Lord, we must be strong. Amen? No weakling in the house. Because the things that this house is going to face, we have to be strong. And we have enough food in the house to eat to make us strong. And quality food. Filled with all kinds of vitamin A, B, and C, what have you. Amen? That will make our spiritual life stronger. Just like how we are very careful, we have now 10 to 12. Lunchtime coming up. Of what we eat naturally and what we drink. Because we want to live a little longer. And we want to be a little more stronger. So spiritually speaking, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen? Amen. So we must partake of him. I think I'm going to close here. There's one thought I want to leave is this. He said, abide in me, and I in you. When I look at that, I'm seeing a double experience. I in you, and you in me. The water in the glass. And if I take this glass that has some water, and I throw it into the lake, I'm going to have the water in the glass and the glass in the water. Isn't that so? Yeah. To be lost and yet found in him. Stay in the house. God bless you.
Praise God. For the benefit of those who do not know Brother Ford very well, when this outpouring came to the island of St. Vincent, as he says, over 38 years ago, it was a mighty moving of the Holy Spirit in the village of Catels. Little Kelvin James, who is now an elder in Trinidad, was a baby in his mother's arms at that time. This young man, and he was young, was a part of that new beginning of that new church. How old were you when you were put in as an elder?
19 as a deacon, 23 as an elder.
Did you hear that? 19 as a deacon and 23 as an elder. course, myself as a traveling ministry, I was only 28, so you didn't seem that young. But I thought I would mention that he's been faithful all of these years and is now a traveling deacon, has been for several years throughout the Caribbean. But I remember those meetings like they were yesterday. People would gather outside, the church building would be full. People would gather outside the building, stand in the doorway, look in the windows, and the Holy Spirit swept through. And as a brother said, there was much difficulty and much persecution. The denominations especially tried to move against us very, very strongly and spread all sorts of things. But the work continued to grow and was built on the apostolic foundation of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Brother Crafton Lewis and his wife would later move there to help you, as you recall. And Sister Hannah Wirtz, who is here this morning, and Sister Hofer, who is here this morning, were sent down as to do some deaconess work and help get little projects going among the women. A mighty revival was sweeping, and today the church is still strong, and I'm so glad to be able to be here to hear our brother minister in this way this morning. I'm sure you understood the accent. You were really yanking it up pretty good there. You almost sounding like a Yankee man. You know you must speak like your own people. Yes, it is Antigua me come from, as they say. Antigua has always been my first love, as far as the islands are concerned. But I was just glad to witness it again this morning. And I couldn't shout like they say back home. You know, when you make a point, the congregation shouts, "True!" And then when you really make a point, they say, "True, true!" And when you hit a home run, some old sister will stand up and shout, "True, true, true!" Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free every time. God bless everybody.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Miller, for the things you have said. It was such a blessing to be in the Caribbean. I have only been there once myself, but you just feel at home with those dear people. We thank God that His Spirit moves throughout the whole earth, calling those whom He will. Praise God. I think we should sing, "I'm So Glad I'm a Part of the Family of God." Brian, would you like to play, and maybe we'll sing the Lord's Prayer afterwards. And maybe you could, Brian, we sing, "I'm So Glad I'm a Part of the Family of God." Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness. Praise your name. You may be seated. Are there any announcements that should be made now?